And we're back with the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning and welcome.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Lane. How are you, sir?
I am fine, thanks. And you, sir?
Okay, I'm a first time calling. Just calling to ask some questions or to get your opinion on some stuff, please.
Man, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, I've been listening to the program and also the whole discussion that was going on based on a lot of the stuff that's been happening since we've been going through this whole thing with the super spreading stuff. But I just want some clarity on when the government was saying that their protocols are functioning, when clearly it's not. And I say that to say this. Now, you have people coming into the island. You are putting them in multiple hotels and stuff, and you're also allowing them to go to the villas and to self-quarantine and stuff. Hasn't the government realized that this protocol is not functioning or working? What was your thoughts on that?
From listening to the press conference, now I admit they listened to the whole thing. What they have said is that if they have, I don't remember the exact number, but if they have had 10,000 visitors coming, they've had 10 persons breach. Now, in the grand scheme of things, you would tell yourself, well, that's an acceptably small number. But because this is life and death, one breach can cause a super spreader, which then could be end up being more than 10,000 people.
Correct.
So you have to look at it from the perspective of what the breach can cause to that extent. Now, the whole idea, yes, to us, they said, and they admitted, that in terms of the quarantine protocol, there are some ways that and some things that could have been done. Now, for instance, if you, this is my own opinion here now, if you had a situation where you wanted the electronic monitoring bracelets, etc., but you couldn't get the to eradicate of human beings being human beings, because we all understand human nature, right? So for me, it would have been to have strict isolation as opposed to quarantine. You're coming, you're locked down. If you,
correct,
if you, your agreement to come in is an agreement to be locked down. Yes, go ahead.
Correct. Carla. That's true, Corey, but hear me on this point. So if that is the case, why is it then that government didn't get one particular hotel to house everyone coming to Barbados? If you come to stay at a villa, if you come in on a yacht, whatever the case is, as long as you're touching Barbados soil, this facility now is manned and policed by health officials. You have the security from the VCA, the BDF, the police force, whatever the case is. But at the end of the day, these people are not going to go outside of breaching any protocols because they are policed. Remember, they are coming from somewhere where they don't feel like being locked down. They don't want to be under that. So my thing is, you've got to police them because remember, they don't follow rules back home. Do you think they're going to come here and follow the rules here? In all honesty, again, Corey, it doesn't.
But again, it's a mix too, because generalization is what runs us into problems. To say they don't follow rules, the persons that come in here, like Barbadians, some follow rules and some don't. But the things that are, if I can take a greater point, which is really to ensure that we get everybody to follow the rules. Now, for me, what I've heard proposed so far, which is to have that kind of external security done by the BDF. Again, that's not their role, but again, we could amend whatever legislation we need to ensure. You still have to have internal security doing its job. Why? Because although they may not leave, you have the possibility of infecting someone who otherwise would be deemed positive based on a result. So you get a result on Tuesday, which says that you are negative, and then we are going to release you into the population. But within the hotel, after your result, you're going to mix up with someone who is positive, then we're releasing positivity back into the community, into the local population. So for me, you have to airtight means airtight, and security means security. A lot of people don't understand the role of a security expert, and I believe that our superintendent at the prison actually has very specific training in this whole idea of security. Now, the average person sees security one way, but security experts actually are supposed to look at even the vents in the roof, how people try to do all kinds of
to
things.
Get out.
Because exactly, human beings are almost programmed, wired DNA. And this is all in terms of adapting and trying to do what they need to
overcome,
do,
yeah.
achieve what they want to achieve. So that's why you need security experts who will think of the unthinkable and think almost like, I want to say criminal minded, but use that word advisedly, in terms of people trying to escape. So that's when you're talking about airtight protocols. There's another side of this, and I want to read this message just to remind people of the other side of this. And that's why I like about this program. Let all ideas contend. So where is it? It says here, grace and peace, Corey. Happy New Year. Everyone is an expert on COVID-19 protocols. Now, all of a sudden, protocols were breached at all levels. Hindsight is perfect vision. Up to December, no one was complaining. Everyone was saying that we're doing a good job. Let's talk solutions. So that's just a reminder. Now, when everything was under control, everybody was of the opinion that the protocols were working. But it may be a case where we were doing a very good job, but there were simple loopholes. And then when the loopholes were put to the test, we saw slips and we saw errors.
But Corey, I was never from the onset, I was never saying that we were doing a good job, because for my one part, when you let people go in this self-isolation thing, to me that does not work, because there's no guarantee that they will adhere to what you're saying. So the best possible thing, and I understand where you're coming from, where you say from a security and a security specialist point of view and all that stuff, but to me, put everybody under one roof. You cannot leave until everything is in order with you. And then the other thing, too, with you cutting the days short for the incubation period down now to 5 to 7 days instead of the 14, to me, that doesn't make sense again.
Mm-hmm.
Because you should stick to what the science is saying. If you're saying that you're following the science, don't get me wrong, that's what they're saying. And then also, if your medical profession is also giving you their input, take their advice. I understand you're listening to Dr. Tedros and all of them stuff, but they are not here on the ground in Barbados. So at the end of the day, before Tedros and them was involved, who were you taking the advice from? Not your same medical specialist, if memory serves me right? And you were giving them high praise? So if they're telling you no, well, let me take the foot off the gas and let me put the foot on the brakes, just ease off a bit. I mean, we get a little bit of content. It was great gain. So the time then was to just ease off a bit and see how things go. And then you can start back from there. Know where you're going first before you just decide you're running going straight to the fire. That's what the government should have done too. But in all honesty, I believe there should be one place to house these people, so that you don't, because again, you're painting the perception now that people who stay in at villas have the right to go and quarantine at them. Not saying that we saying that because we know there are people who came back that are locals that went home and did the same thing. But as you said, in the outside of people, it paints a different picture, if you understand what I'm saying. Because you have more than me, I could go and do this. And then the other thing that's coming out here, and it's not being said, and everyone is asking the question, where did it originate? Don't let us look at the bus crawl, but you have to find out. And the question is always being asked here, where did patient X, patient zero, whoever we want to call the person, where did they start? Because when you first came, you were making Bajans feel as if you are to blame. You are the one that did this. You understand what I'm saying? And it wasn't fair. Because at the end of the day,
they denied that, right? They denied that based on the fact that they pointed to the bus scrub because the explosion of cases were traced to. They were still investigating the box and their thing. But they were looking at... Hold a minute. And they made that differentiation with the previous caller. If you do 100 tests and 40 people come back positive and all 40 came from the bus crawl, wouldn't you say, listen, people that went to the bus crawl,
go and
get tested.
I need to come.
It's not that you blame it. And I ain't carrying a brief or name for anybody. I just being rational. Because I would like to think that if 40 cases came from Boxing Day, any hotel, Sandy Lane, whatever, that you would say, listen, Sandy Lane residents, come. Even if I'm going to get an FMA, I ain't care. Listen, we're going to get tested. You understand?
Correct.
It was the genesis of it, because a government can't be partial, because COVID ain't partial. COVID ain't care if you rich, poor, black, white. You understand what I mean? It ain't interesting. It just ain't interesting. So for me, the government ain't operating have to be the same way. My thing is though, we want to go deeper, because we don't ever go beyond the surface. We like a lot of superficial talk. There are some people who are talking about what is happening because they love Barbados dearly. They are scared. They are fearful.
Yes, for their
they are responsible. But there are some, and this is where, as leaders, you've got to differentiate. And as always say, let all opinions contain. Leaders should take everything into consideration. And they pray for wisdom and discernment that they can actually decide, forget the save, because you wanna save out the doo-doo. You understand? You want your save some sensible, mature, evidence-based things to make decisions on. So for me, there are some people who cry down the white people and the tourists because they have an inner jealousy about people and about slavery, racism, all these different things. And they always say, you know, it's my thing on that, because it exists, right? My thing is for my people to lift themselves up, to catch or even pass these people and not just pull them down for pulling down. See, that's my thing, right? There are some people who would attack the government simply because they are of the opposition mind. And I don't mean opposition, DLP opposition. There are people who just oppose power. There are some people who oppose
that might be the political reasons. I understand, yeah.
Right, correct. So different people are pointing fingers for different reasons. So I said, look, don't defend.
I'm mostly pointing because, as you said, I got a family, I got friends, I love Barbados, and I'm concerned because at the end of the day, we all don't want to have to panic, no, and most of the Barbadians panicking right now, but it might not be showing it, but they're panicking because we are not sure what is what. Because every day the story changes.
When you hear
the police station at Hastings, the port got a little spread. I mean, that no shows you that this thing has trickled down to every single sphere in Barbados. And and the question is it going to stop or will it continue? What is the next step? That's what got everybody kind of up in arms, want to know what we're doing. Yes, we don't want shot shot, but at the end of the day, we might have to. Because at the end of the day, it kind of spurred a bit out of control, and we need to do something. I'm not saying that I want to be the shutdown and stop people from coming, but we also have to make sure the measures are there to counteract people breaking the protocols, as has been being done for the longest time. That is one of the factors as well.
I want to insert this here too, because I didn't want to. I was, see, the show is about your opinion. And when you put opinion that align with mine or totally opposite, again, put mine so other people could comment on it and even put me right if necessary. I am not anti lockdown, you know, but I believe that a lockdown must be done with a strategy. I believe the globe should lock down. The whole, you see, virus needs a body to live in, a host, right? They say, right?
Correct.
So everybody locked down. I mean, the whole world, we locked down, because we fighting this lockdown for a year, you know. From the beginning, everybody locked down for 2 weeks. We see who got it, who got it, we isolate and treat them, and then everybody move on. Am I being naive in thinking that that's how it works? Can a medical person or a scientist explain to me if I am silly? Because if everybody locked down, and the whole purpose, and remember we said we can get to this, a lockdown is really so you can see where any person who is infected are, keep them quiet so they don't spike. And they treat to them. But everybody, we talk about country, but I talk about the world. But if we can talk about country, the whole country locked down. Nobody don't go nowhere. Everybody start home. Okay? Good. If you sick, it will manifest within the time. We will isolate and treat you, but there's no more spread because everybody was keeping quiet. But if you do the little poor thing, all you doing is torturing people. Because every time you open back, it can spread again. And you
it can spread
down.
Again.
You open back and you spread again.
It can spread again.
Listen, you locked down here, and they have not a natural disaster. We all had to keep quiet. This is a natural disaster. It's just that they tie one of the trees in the road and the roofs in off. This is a natural disaster. This is worse than a natural disaster because, but you know, we would have done patch up, put a little piece of galvanized pine roof and gone about with business. But no, we stick with this thing in like a cycle, and this can start to play with people's brain peace because that's where they got depression and suicide. You quite feel like the one step forward and 10 steps backward.
Yeah, because every day you feel like if you're getting out to do what you got to do in life, and then all of a sudden you got to stop and go again. And it's like, what are really doing? A living life or I just here stagnated? I understand what you're saying. But, I mean, we got to adjust to suit certain things. But at the same time, we got to do the right things too. I mean, at the end of the day, here is no, we didn't want to stop the UK flights. But still yet, Mr. Johnson in England, he's locked on UK until about, I think, down in February. So, I mean, we could have eased off the gas a little bit on that too. Just saying. Just turn it out there.
Yeah, right. Imagine we telling people don't even left the country. But we can't tell people don't left the house. You know what I mean? People keep inside the house, but people left in the country. I don't know. All right. Thank you very much. And I hope this is not your last call. It was a pleasure to kind of break the ice with you as a caller. I understand we have Andrew Mason on the line about a cricketer who has tested positive. Yet some more bad news to add to the already mundane news in 2020. Andrew, good morning.
Yeah, well, good and bad news. You want me to start with the good news first? I think I should do that.
Yeah, please, I just learned that.
Keon Hardin, the Barbadian fast bowler, actually is going to be going to Bangladesh as a replacement for Romarius Shepherd, who actually has tested positive for COVID-19. In fact, on my show last night, we had the CEO of Cricket West Indies, Johnny Graves, and I asked him the question, and he said that he didn't quite know. But we followed the story, and it's on very good authority that Romarius Shepherd, a big fast bowler from Burmese, tested positive and has actually had to pull out. And only this morning, my investigations now revealing that Barbadian Keon Hardin, who really should have made the side in the first instance, is actually going to Bangladesh. He actually had his COVID test done today. Everything is good, very positive, and he's been going off of the West Indies side. So the news then is that Romarius Shepherd from Guyana, from Burmese, tested positive for COVID-19. He was part of the ODI squad, had to pull out. And in fact, I spoke to Roger Harper, the lead selector this morning. He was very cagey, but he did in fact confirm that Shepherd actually will not be going, but he didn't want to confirm that Keon Hardin. But we did our homework, of course, here at VOB, and I can confirm that Barbadian Keon Hardin is on his way to Bangladesh.
Okay, thank you very much. Again, bittersweet. We'll be glad for the opportunity for our very own, but not in these types of situations, of course. But thank you for bringing us up to date with that. That is Andrew Mason with just that update. I'm following another story here online at the port. We have port workers off of the job. And he's saying that this situation is actually creating an unofficial shutdown, because if we have the port closed due to someone there testing positive for COVID-19, then the port then is unofficially closed, but closed nonetheless. The result is the same. The right to the equal sign remains the same. Closed is closed, whether official or unofficial. 2021 continues to be 2020 plus one, and not the difference that we thought it would be, bringing a whole new year, a whole new situation. It has not materialized that way thus far. 80 minutes before noon, we take another call. Brass Stats, good morning. Good morning and welcome. You're live on the air. Good morning and welcome. This is Down to Brass Stats. You're on the air. You can hear some noise. You've missed your turn.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome. Hi, morning.
I realize, though, that I've got just about 2 minutes or 3 minutes before you go to
this is second time this happening, and the last time it happened, you cast mistake. I had apologized.
I'm hoping that I have a dialogue with you.
And then who will come in?
I would hold no, Corey. I want to express my concern about Corona, because that was what we was given to first. Then we give it. Then we was offered COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Before you go, it is 11:42, and we're going to 11:55. So you have some time.
What I'm trying to explain, I'm going to dialogue with you. I want you to answer the questions, and at the end of it all, you would realize where we went wrong. We don't have to name anybody. Where we went wrong. No, I remember the first discussion by the press conference where the Prime Minister said, if you're over 70, stay home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. Mm-hmm. She said, if you're over 70, stay home. Wrong or right?
I remember something like that.
No, she even said in her last press conference here that if you're over 80, advice would be to stay home. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, that is part of the request. As a result of that, I would consider I stayed home. I said on to the point that up to today I'm still saying that I have stood it. Now, we have seen clearly a situation where there was a period of time in this country where the government was controlling the COVID, right? Wrong or right?
Yes, they're responsible from the protocols and regulation aspect, but each of us are responsible for ourselves.
I'm coming down to that, but I want to express the fact that what was put in place by the government turned out to be something that we were congratulated on, that even the World Health Chairman made a comment about it. Am I wrong or right?
I remember that too as well. Yes, please.
Right, no. The point I am expressing here is clear. Somewhere along the line, the government was doing right. Because if you remember that Harrison's was a rush to get Harrison's finished, wrong or right?
Yes, I remember that too as well. Right.
It was also a position that the black man was pulled in.
Mm-hmm.
It was also a position that Paragon was pulled in. It was also a position that St. Lucie's Armed South was dropped out. So here it was that we were able to have what we consider to be what the government considered to be enough room at Paragon, enough room at Blackman, and Blackman was pulled out after, and that the government was satisfied that what they were doing meant that this was what other people could not do. But we are doing it here, Barbara, so we're getting ahead with it. Wrong or right?
I want to do the right thing.
No, the position is that I don't want to feel that I'm saying something that is not understood or clearly. What I'm trying to express in that little bucket there is that government satisfied the public of Barbados that up to that stage, they have done everything that was necessary to control the COVID. Not the coronavirus, although the same. What happened here is that there was a time that government said they were not going to close the airport. There was a situation where there was a drop in flights coming into Barbados. So the reduced amount of people who were subject to tests meant that there were less people to test. As a result of less people to test, then it means that you have nobody to send at least quarantine. But then we had a statement coming from a minister who said that they will be opening the airport around the 19th of December. So you had flights coming in October, November. You had flights coming in that meant that the testing was supposed to be increased. Again, the government must go on record as controlling the issue. But then the flights got heavier. The flights got heavier, so it meant more people were supposed to be tested. Then you had the situation of, and you go back to Saturday's paper, and you see where I'm coming from. Where in order to be able to control these people who were coming in terms of quarantine, you need to find places for them. So then you just gave permission to the hotels and the guest houses to pull these people in on quarantine. So you are now increasing your place, and it's proof because Harrison's, which had X amount of beds, now tell you that they are filled. Blackman or Gallup is back in, which tell you that somewhere along the line that the rush has come on them. The particular position here is that if these people are placed on quarantine, the quarantine was not planned for this large number at the various hotels because the security that was placed at these hotels And I'm not blaming security. I'm saying that something along the line was not adequate because of your beachfront and landside exit and entrance to hotels in Barbados. Corey, the problem is that you had visitors that came to this island who figure within themselves that they're not subject to this type of hold on to. And as a result of this, you and I will know that some of them took it upon themselves to walk out of the quarantine. Some of them went before the court, even a Barbadian. And as a result of that, they were saying, my particular exercise on this is that this idea of incorporating the hotels and the guest houses and not having the adequate security of not making sure that the hotel's entrance and exit should be one place so they would be controlled. What is happening here is now that it's gotten out of control. Because the person who could afford to spend the money and decide that somewhere along the line, the quarantine, no matter. We now have a situation where the very tourists that we are trying to accommodate at these guest houses and hotels are of the opinion that they held bondage and as prisoners by the country of Barbados. So we have to start weeding shortly of this bad publicity that we give it to Barbados by these very people who come into our country and don't want to recognize us for our protocols. But all that happened is that from the month of November, we decided we were going to up the game. And in upping the game, we need to find locations. Proof is that the locations that we had established were satisfactory. Harrison's, Got Up, Paragon, they were satisfactory. But then we increased our intake. And because we increase our intake, and it goes back to show you can go back to the test done by the best disasters, and you will see that there was an increase of tests being done at a time when there was also an increase of 2, 3, 4, and 5 people who were discovered with corona. Terry, I hear me. Corey, is that still?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm allowing you to make your point. You wanted to make your point. You're going 10 minutes now.
I am trying to arrive at the point that somewhere along the line, we tried to accommodate, but we did not have the facilities in place for accommodation. We did not have a right. We should not have done it. Taking in the hotels and the guest houses, which is not under the control of the Defense Force or the government security people, or a serious arm of security in Barbados that will control the movement of people in and out of that establishment because they were on quarantine. I'm saying that the bus ride exposed what was going through this country in terms of the spread. And the spread does not necessarily mean the spread as the scientists, the doctors were concerned. It was a situation take. For example, if you look at the bus ride and you see the amount of people who caused that was the businesses that closed as a result of the bus ride. And these people only had people that went to the bus ride. They don't go. So what should we do now? Time coming. What should we do? We have to reduce the amount of arrivals. We have to reduce the amount of arrivals. We have to control the quarantine locations, or we have to step up on the security and put in bans is okay. But I think one of the control points is that there's too much exposure as far as these guest houses are concerned, that you could come out of one room and walk on the beach. You could come out of a room to the front and catch a taxi. There was no safeguard. So if we were going to prepare ourselves for this, then we should have prepared ourselves. So the government has done right so far. But unfortunately, down the road, something happened that should not have happened.
All right. I allow you to have your say. As I said, this is a program where you get to share your opinion. opinion, and you have definitely been able to do so. Let all opinions contend.